No, a fear many people have is not fulfilling their potential, not being able to do what they are capable of doing, and having the opportunity to present that talent or skill you have. Now, in Somalia, you have this problem occurring, reoccurring every time due to the fact of tribalism. Tribalism is such a big problem that it just disconnects the you know, the one with the ability to do so, the function. Have the ability to do that. And you know, you have a country of 3 million people, and half the labor force is unemployed. Why? Because you're gonna hire your relative before you hire this individual that's not really your relative. Because in the society where you have survival, it means community of family members. You're gonna pick family over talent, and that undermines the progressive of society, and that has to stop. You know, I'm not the first one to talk about it. There's a bunch of think tanks out there, you know, that demoting anti-tribalism movement has been started, and I'm trying to get into that and expand on that, and that how destructive it has become over the centuries. And you know, a lot of people say that the youth are actually not so as tribal as the elder. I disagree with that, and I've come to know the fact that it's a systematic system that you really don't have a say. I mean, you just go with the known and accept it. You know, you might a young person Somali right now might not have the knowledge, the deep knowledge of relatives around his area and names of his, you know, distant relatives, but he's mostly likely gonna continue to be on that path because it is what is known and what he accepts to be right, and that's just a fact in what's going on here. And anti-tribalism is what we're trying to aim at as one of the key aspects of solving the many problems of Somalia. Now, I'm trying to establish this think tank as the forefront coming here from Minnesota to shed more light on this issue from our country, nation's self-destruction mode. Because, you know, when people are not employed, what does that mean? That means there's not a need. Because, you know, the invisible hand is just the butcher benefits from... Not because the fact that you're hungry, not because the fact that he gives you food, but you're gonna pay for your you know, services and products. And what's going on is people are not just, the need has become minimal to the fact of this basic, I guess, food. You know, I'm not saying that the whole country is on the is like this, but. You know, the major population is very, living on a dollar a day just says it all. You know, if more than half the population lives on a dollar a day, we got a problem here. We got a real big problem, man. And, you know, if I see a need, you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You see an opportunity where you see a need and you are able to fulfill that need and benefit from that fulfillment, you would be encouraged. And whatever to do, and if you don't do it, what does that mean? There's barriers to entry. Not like the barriers to entry in most countries where it's more of a policies put in place for the safety of the individual, but barriers of entry of survival. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem on you. When you're trying to benefit yourself and the others around you, leads to jeopardizing your family and yourself. It speaks for itself of why there's no progress going on. Now, a fear many people have is not fulfilling their potential, not being able to do what they are capable of doing, and having the opportunity to present that talent or skill you have. Now, in Somalia, you have this problem occurring, reoccurring every time due to the fact of tribalism. Tribalism is such a big problem that it just disconnects the one with the ability to do so, the function, have the ability to do that. And you know, you have a country of 3 million people, and half the labor force is unemployed. Why? Because you're gonna hire your relative before you hire this individual that's not really your relative. Because in the society where you have survival, it means community of and family members, you're gonna pick family over talent, and that undermines the progressive of society, and that has to stop. You know, I'm not the first one to talk about it. Like, there's a bunch of think tanks out there, you know, that demote and anti-tribalism movement has been started, and I'm trying to get into that and expand on that, and that how destructive it has become over the centuries. And you know, a lot of people say that the youth are actually not so as tribal as the elder. I disagree with that, and I've come to know the fact that it's a systematic system that you really don't have a say. I mean, you just go with the known and accept it. You know, you might a young person somewhere right now might not have the deep knowledge of relatives around his area and names of his, you know, distant relatives, but he's mostly likely gonna continue to be on that path because it is what is known and what he accepts to be right, and that's just a fact in what's going on here. And anti-tribalism is what we're trying to aim at as one of the key aspects of solving the many problems of Somalia. Now, I'm trying to establish this think tank as the forefront coming here from Minnesota to shed more light on this issue from our country, nation's self-destruction mode. Because, you know, when people are not employed, what does that mean? That means there's not a need. Because, you know, the invisible hand is just the bunch of benefits from... Not because the fact that you're hungry, not because the fact that he gives you food, but you're going to pay for your services and products. And what's going on is people are not just, the need has become minimal to the fact of this basic, I guess, food. You know, I'm not saying that the whole country is on the, is like this, but. You know, the major population is very, living on a dollar a day just says it all. You know, if more than half the population lives on a dollar a day, we got a problem here. We got a real big problem, man. And, you know, if I see a need, you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You see an opportunity where you see a need and you are able to fulfill that need and benefit from that fulfillment, you have every, you would be encouraged and whatever to do, and if you don't do it, what does that mean? There's barriers to entry. Not like the barriers to entry in most countries where it's more of a policies put in place for the safety of the individual, but barriers of entry of survival. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem when you're trying to benefit yourself and the others around you, leads to jeopardizing your family, yourself. It comes to the, it speaks for itself of why there's no progress going on.